attention. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show at CPAC 2018. And it is a fascinating place with all sorts of people that have fascinating stories, to say the least. My next guest spent 10 years in the CIA doing things that maybe we can talk about, maybe we can't, but she has a brand new book called Breaking Cover. Michelle Rigby Assad, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you so much.
So, all right, technically speaking, where did you serve?
In the Middle East, and I'm allowed to say that I served in Baghdad for a year.
And how was it?
Well, I can tell you it was probably one of the, I've never worked that hard in my life, and I'll probably never work that hard again. But it was such a fascinating mission to be meeting with terrorists to get the insider information we need to stop terrorist attacks from occurring. So the ability to find the car bomb before it's detonated and it kills 50 people, or the IEDs buried in the road before they get rolled over by Humvees, was an amazing process to be involved with.
So at what point in high school did your career counselor say, you know, you'd be great in the CIA, Michelle? Did you ever think of that?
Never. So I'm from rural Central Florida, and I didn't even know that was a real job.
Right.
I had no idea.
You saw it in the movies.
Yeah, but isn't that just makeup, right?
I don't know. So let's just explore that just for a moment, my sarcasm aside, but how do you end up on a career path that puts you in Baghdad or wherever you may or may not have been, talking to terrorists up close and trying to prevent them from killing people? How
right,
do you get there?
I know. Such a crazy ride. I had a passion for foreign cultures, which I discovered as a child reading National Geographic magazine. And I followed that passion to on mission trips to the Middle East. And then I studied abroad as a junior in college.
Mission trips for whom?
For college trips, actually.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you end up over there, and then, okay, you go to college. What do you study in college? Because at some point, don't they come tap on your shoulder? Do they come say, hey, we like what you're doing here. Your grades are good. You're good with language. How do you get there?
So I got my master's degree here in Washington, D.C. at Georgetown University in Arab studies.
See, there you go.
And this was pre-9/11, so this is when it wasn't popular to be an Arab studies candidate.
All right.
But nonetheless, CIA came, and they recruit out of all the local universities, and that's how I eventually got in.
So they come to you, then you go through some different training, and then you end up going, and you mentioned that your husband was also in.
Yes.
Did you work together separately? How did that work?
We were together because we were both Erebus, so they got two for the price of one.
And bonus.
Yeah.
We have a bonus round here.
Go places other people couldn't or wouldn't go. So.
All right. At the risk of, give me some anecdotal stories from the book. Give me some insight. Okay. Pull the curtain back a little bit on some of the things you did. I mean, did you sit in rooms as close as you and I are here and stare at terrorists in the eyes and know that these people, if they knew who you were, would kill you?
Yeah, so the interesting part was they were there on their own accord. So they were risking their lives to meet with the CIA to give us this intelligence.
So they knew who you were.
So they knew who we were, and they were not detainees, so they weren't there against their will.
Right.
And for whatever reason, they've decided to turn on the members of their group and be the mole. And so for me, as a female, the psychology of dealing with a guy who doesn't think I should be outside the home, that I should be managing the family.
Was your face covered? Did you follow protocol that way?
I was conservatively dressed, respectfully dressed, but I did not cover anything.
No burqa.
No, not at all. And so I'd walk in the room, and they'd be like, Who the heck are you?
And why are you here?
And what are you doing here?
I'm not going to talk to you. Right.
So the challenge was to then, how do you make this connection with this bad guy in a way that gets him to spill his secrets?
Now, you said you worked for the CIA for 10 years, right?
Yes.
Only 1 year undercover? Is that what you're allowed to tell me?
I'm just allowed to specify Baghdad.
All right, fair enough. For a year.
For a year.
At the Hilton.
Exactly.
Naturally. All right, so you sat across the table or wherever, coffee shops and wherever, and talk to these folks, and they would come to you as a result of the work you did. Did you save lives?
Oh my goodness, every single day. It was incredible. It's hard when you live undercover overseas because you're working weekends and you're working holidays and you don't see your family for years at a time. But if you're in a job where you are finding the IED before it explodes or the car bomb, or you talk insurgents out of turning their guns against your soldiers, that's a very fulfilling career thrust.
And so now you're out, and I know this from talking to enough people along the way. Your book, Breaking Cover, with Michelle Rigby Assad here on the program. I know that in order for a book like this to be available, somebody at the firm had to look at it.
Indeed. So everything that I talk about or speak about with regard to my former employment has to be cleared.
Right.
And so you'll see even in the book, there's redactions. There's some blacked out text, things I can't say.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so how important is the work that people like you do, and how many people are out there doing it? I mean, I have no idea if it's a 10 or a million. I mean,
can't say.
Fair enough.
But let me tell you, there are so many amazing Americans that are risking their lives, who are working really difficult jobs in really hard places to stop
attacks. Here's what I
want to
know.
Yeah.
Here's really what I want to know.
Yeah.
And I think this is the question that a lot of people want to know. Donald Trump has been president for just over a year now. And you hear a lot of detractors, Never Trump people, people on the left, the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, et al., saying that people in the intelligence community despise Donald Trump, have no use for him, don't like him, think he's a terrible president. Politically speaking, and I know politics really aren't your main forte when you're working in the field, probably not even that relevant to you.
Right.
But what is the true impression, do you think, of it, maybe a broad brush of people that were in your position? Do they respect the leadership in Washington? Do they respect what we're doing today compared to what we were doing 5 years ago?
Well, since I'm not there anymore, hard for me to speak firsthand about that. But what I can say is I and my colleagues served multiple administrations, and we're very honored to do so. And we're supposed to be apolitical. We're supposed to gather the unvarnished truth.
But
that's
you're
what
human.
Intelligence is. So, of course, we all have biases.
Sure.
But you do the very best you can because we're trying to save lives here.
Right.
We're not involved in politics, and we shouldn't be.
Right.
And most people are too busy doing their jobs in the field to even worry about what's going on here in Washington, D.C.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating read. I can't wait to see the movie. Michelle Rigby Assad, Breaking Cover is the book. My Secret Life in the CIA and What It Taught Me About What's Worth Fighting For. So it begs one question.
Yes.
What's worth fighting for?
Your faith to hang in there in the hard times. And your authenticity to be who you were made to be, to do the thing you are called to do, even if that's in the hard places that scare you.
Fair enough. Where can people find this book or find out more about you and read more about your story?
You can buy the book wherever you normally buy books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your local bookstore. And you can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, under Michelle Rigby Assad, michellerigbyassad.com.
So is there a statute of limitations when you can tell us, you know, you weren't just at the Hilton in Baghdad, or is that like a permanent thing?
I think that's permanent.
Thing?
Yeah, that's permanent.
That's too bad. All right. Great conversation. You were highly recommended. I'm glad they did that, and I greatly appreciate it, Michelle.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.